The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets, and I am delighted to be joined today by Jeremy Skillington, Chief Exec of Paul Begg Farms, to talk about some exciting new news. How are you doing, Jeremy?
Good, John. Good to be back on.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to have you. You've announced this morning that you've had some positive outputs from lab-based analysis of your RSV drug candidates through your artificial intelligence program. Tell us a bit more about what's happening.
Yeah. We received some comprehensive data package, from our kind of contract research group that we collaborated with. We reviewed the data. And this goes back to our collaboration with 1-3 to identify novel drug candidates that may have a role to play to treat respiratory syncytial virus, which is on a surge again. It's a kind of an issue, particularly for the very young and the very old. So now we've, had some interesting data coming from this lab-based analysis. So we're kind of assessing our options for that right now. But, can't talk too much of it because there's kind of intellectual property sensitivities about naming drugs, naming targets, roles they play in RSV. But very happy with what we saw at this stage of analysis.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk though about the sort of the approach more generally, and this type of drug discovery, which seems to tick all the boxes, faster, lower risk. Tell us about the program and how it does tick those boxes.
Yeah, it's the way of the future, John. I think I guess pharma companies have been criticized over years how long the process takes, from identifying a target to identifying a drug for that target, and then all the various studies going along. They're looking now to AI to not shortcut, but just to generate de-risk programs a lot quicker. And that's one thing we did with collaborators of 1-3. We kicked off a collaboration in what was it, February of 2022. And by the end of that year, they'd identify some interesting drug candidates that we then needed to take into some lab-based analysis. And as I said, we're interested in what they saw. There was a kind of a number of drug candidates we looked at, and thankfully now we've kind of narrowed that down. Again, we did task them to look for drugs that had previously been in the clinic for other indications, so that we could reposition them for RSV, generate a new IP. But essentially, I think knowing that the drugs were safe before we head in that direction. So, as I say, we've got some interesting candidates now.
Yeah. Great stuff. So I guess in this sort of work, the quality of the data behind it. AI is nothing without good data. Tell us, how it makes a difference in this kind of project.
Yeah, no, it's a good way of putting it. When we demerged from our good friends and colleagues at hVIVO, who run these human viral challenge studies all the time, so they have numerous large pharma partners who, again, believe in this approach, believe in the data that's outputted. But you take healthy volunteers, you give them a virus of choice, you're testing a vaccine or a therapeutic from there, but we take that kind of placebo data, as it were, and we were able to kind of look at what happens to people as they get sick, and then importantly, when they get better, what the immune system does in the presence of these, this virus challenge. And, so again, very unique data, very clean data. They're in a quarantine facility, samples taken twice a day. So we're looking at their viral loads, their gene expression profile, protein expression, what's going on under the hood, as it were, as patients get sick and get better. So again, it's a perfect data set to have for artificial intelligence analysis, because you've kind of filled all the questions, you filled all the blanks, etc. So again, very high quality data, and indeed our lead program 001 was identified using this data set, but in a pre-AI time frame, so that took quite a bit longer. So again, we're getting good interrogation, good speed, as it were, when it comes to analyzing the data. So it is, even early this year, Nature, who are one of the big three scientific journals, are talking about AI can help speed up drug discovery and development, but it's only the quality of the data that you put in that helps get you there. So we're very fortunate to have a high quality data set for that purpose. So very excited with both programs, both the RSV and the influenza.
I mean, AI is it is the sort of cutting edge of pharma, and you're at the cutting edge of that approach. And I guess this really, you know, helps you potentially in terms of your partnering efforts in terms of taking these drugs further forward. Perhaps give us a feel for what they're looking for, how you're going to fit into that.
Yeah, I mean, pharma are kind of pivoting, to the expanding the use of artificial intelligence. They know, as I say, it'll kind of decrease their timelines, decrease their costs, reduce their failures. And, there's, pharma is always under pressure, to keep producing. And they know that, if they can move, their drug programs through the drug discovery process quicker, they'll benefit. So again, they're very invested in AI. So you bring for them, outputs from your own AI collaborations, that really was gets them interested, and when they see the data set, we've already talked about it, that we had, it's, they're quite intrigued by that. And I will say one of our partners, Cytoreason, have existing collaborations with large pharma partners, including Pfizer and Roche and Sanofi. So, they've bought into this kind of AI analysis of data mindset. And as I said, they're happy to move that forward. So again, that gives us that kind of leg up where we do have high quality outputs from the data we put in. So, having two AI collaborations to talk about, we know that, pharma are keen and interested, and obviously we'll propel those discussions at the JP Morgan Healthcare Conference in San Francisco next month.
Yeah, excellent. Well, look forward to hearing about what goes on there. Congratulations, Jamie, on more good news. Thank you for talking us through it.
Continuing to make progress. Yes,
yeah, absolutely. Great.
Thank you too, John. Have a good Christmas.
You too.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.